Hallå, hallå. Ha. So, I think we have TH here, and it's about the life and death thing. First, I thought, just so I don't remember it, I don't forget it, that I want to talk about how it's not just about realizing that you never die, but it's also about realizing the bliss factor. But anyway, this is to be added to the script from where? Maybe in the beginning of that life and death thing. We're a bit down there. In fact, to be appended to the first episode about near-death experience and previous lives and all that. Most of you are, I guess, familiar with both near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, and memories of previous lives. Now and then, there are documentaries appearing about it, and there are plenty of first-hand reports on YouTube. As well as other things that more and more convince people today that there is indeed an afterlife, and there was a life before, and there is a world beyond this. In fact, there's so much evidence from all kinds of directions that all this would most probably be accepted as fact and reality by most people today, had it not been for the rather massive propaganda by the materialists. Who happened to dominate the academic scientific community And well, I say propaganda because that's the most accurate term. Because they are continuously feeding us the message that there is no afterlife. There is no other world. There isn't even any soul. And then claim through the power of their influencer positions that this is scientific fact, proven, whatever. But since that is simply not true, the honest thing for them to say would be, I don't know. Or I don't believe. So we're not trying here to address such materialistic science or philosophy very much, but rather focus on what we can know. And my question here, and I think the same goes for many of you, is not only is there life after death, was there life before, and so on, but how? How does it work? If that is reality, how does that reality look like? What's the cosmological foundation, you could say. What is the soul, consciousness, we? And how does it all tie together? If there is a world beyond this, Where is it? How does it exist? How does it look? Is there one or several? In other words, just as the materialistic science needed to an attempt still to present a cohesive master plan for what this world is and what we are. Based on their theories, is there an alternative scientific framework and foundation that we can place all these experiences and insights that people undoubtedly have in? That makes sense. Not only intuitively or by our experience, but also intellectually, philosophically, if you will. Now, there are such systems of knowledge. In fact, basically every culture on the planet since time immemorial, before modern materialism, has such a knowledge. Some more detailed, some less. Some seeming accurate and strong, and others vague or odd or simply faith-based or outright wrong in certain ways. This is where we're going here, and when we come out the other side, if ever, that's what we're gonna have. A plausible model of the world where everything, including ourselves and all life, all dimensions of our existence, fit in and where we can honestly say, yes, this makes sense, Now I am satisfied. But not only that, some theoretical knowledge, but yes, that we can also live by. And all of us experience and testify to that. Life now works out the way it should do. That strange fear is going away, that some just carry there within, is as if it was part of life, intrinsic, or the anxieties, or the dissatisfaction. And when we can actually live peacefully, happily, and safely, so as I often do here, I like to turn where many turn these days and for a while to the east, and we will start right here. Where else? And then we have a picture of India or whatever.